Army veteran and archaeology student Chris Rowe explains that Fort Glenn was built in secret in early 1942.
All of the materials, all the supplies that were going from the lower 48 up to Alaska, out to the Aleutians to build this base, they marked them as equipment and supplies for building a cannery, so that no one would be suspicious why all this material was going up north.
The relatively flat area of Umnak Island was chosen for stationing aircraft because, unlike neighboring Dutch Harbor, it had ample space for runways. Very few knew it was there, including the Japanese when they attacked Dutch in June of 1942.
I mean, they were bombing Dutch Harbor that second day. All of a sudden, these American planes came, you know, screaming into their midst, and they were totally surprised. They had no idea there was an air base in the area.
When Rowe started studying an old, formerly classified map of the fort for a class project, he discovered that Fort Glenn held other secrets as well.
There were clusters of buildings, and they were sort of, on the map, they were surrounded by a dashed line with a large letter in the center.
The area was set far from the others, bounded by a creek, a marsh, and a maintenance area. The isolated section was large enough to house and feed about 600 soldiers without them having to work much in other areas. Rowe wanted to know more and started reading the post diaries.
And from that I learned that in April 1943, the 2nd Battalion of the 93rd Engineer Regiment, colored, had arrived at Fort Glenn, and they had about 600 people. So putting two and two together, I realized that these people probably were staying in this area N. The letter N designated that area, you know, for Negroes.
Rowe says segregation was common in the Army during World War II. African Americans often served as truck drivers, laborers, suppliers for chemical munitions, or created smoke screens at river crossings.
The attitude in the Army at that time was that they were good for manual labor, and they were more or less restricted to that.
At present, little is known about the unit at Fort Glenn. 12,000 soldiers were stationed there at one point, and the airbase was used to protect Attu and Kiska from the Japanese until bases could be built closer to those spots at Atka and Amchitka. Rowe, who is starting a second career as a student after 30 years in the Army, is trying to reconstruct the lives of the soldiers by looking at historical documents from archives and artifacts from Fort Glenn, some he hopes to dig up himself.
You know, what was the base? Why did it exist? What did people do there? What were the different soldiers doing? How did they live? How did they entertain themselves? You know, how bored did they get? You know, those are all questions that I, as an archaeologist, would look into.
Through his research, he hopes to reveal more about the unit that lived in Section N. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.